Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Sometimes you just need a company you can depend on for accurate, timely Braille transcriptions. One that you can turn to in a pinch or for long term. Braille Music and More can be your one-stop shop for your Braille transcription needs for individuals, schools, or corporations. Owner transcriber Patrick Jansen is one of the world's leading experts in music Braille and has transcribed a wide range of interesting projects. In addition to music projects, Braille Music and More utilizes 26 quality transcribers across America to handle all subject matters in Braille, such as literary, math, science, foreign languages, and tactile graphics. Go to BrailleMusicAndMore.com for more information and to contact Patrick.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. If you're giving your all to someone and it's not enough, you're giving it to the wrong person.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
No stopping us now.
Ah, yeah. Welcome, welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is Dave, and we've got Michael and Lynn and Chris in the studio, and a cast of thousands helping us put this show on the air. And of course, if you don't know what you're listening to, Blind and Beyond Radio Show, it's where have you been? Have you had your head in the, in the sand or something?
Be nice. We are. Be nice. Be nice, David. Be nice. This is a family show. Family show.
Most people know this show. This is a world famous Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're the bridge between the blind and the sighted community, right? We're the only one. So, of course, they know what it is. And we're glad you're listening.
Thanks for bringing us back, Dave. This is Michael. And the phone number, call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. And folks, I got to have some of that juice. I need a Blind and Beyond Radio juice. Blind and Beyond juice.
Let's have some of that delicious Blind and Beyond juice I've been hearing about. Now, don't spill it now. There you go.
Ah! I feel good. Oh, my goodness gracious. I definitely need some of that juice. When you call up the station, when you call us up, if you need some of that juice to get you moving.
Well, let's have some of that delicious Blind and Beyond juice I've been hearing about.
We can always
don't spill it now. There you go.
Ah! I feel good. Oh, woo! I wish I feel good. I need a lot of that juice. And before we get any further, don't forget to register for the $50 gift card wherever you live. So if you live in Mississippi or Pennsylvania or wherever you live in Utah, register. You got to write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Just put down your name and phone number and where you live, and we'll be calling out names. We'll be pulling it from whoever registered. You got it? So register first. You got 10 minutes when we call your name to answer. Okay? You got to call 407-894-1680. It's trivia time. It's trivia time.
It's trivia time. Show us what you know because it's trivia time. Trivia time. Come and take a chance because it's trivia time.
This segment of Trivia Time is brought to you by Braille Music and More. And what does Braille Music and More do, you might ask? As you might have guessed, they are experts in transcribing music into Braille. Sometimes you have a project where you simply need your Braille transcription done quickly and accurately. Braille Music and More is your one-stop shop for Braille transcriptions. But what if you need Braille transcription done for other subject matters, such as science or mathematics? Braille Music and More can help you there, too. Utilizing a team of 26 quality transcribers across America, they are able to handle a wide range of subject matters, from foreign languages to tactile graphics.
Trivia time. Show us what you know because it's trivia time. Come and take a chance because it's trivia time.
Okay. So it's time. It's trivia time. Okay, don't say I never play something that's newer, not just my oldies. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Play the song, see who can guess it. And don't forget, new callers always go first. Who's playing this song? Who's singing this song? That's the question. Who's singing it?
407-894-1680.
Who's singing the song?
So it's being played, don't worry.
Complain. Well, you should be mindful Waking up in the morning, seeing the sun.
There you go. That's call us up at 407-89-1680.
So you think anybody will guess that, Dave?
Michael, yeah.
Michael stepped away for a bit.
I think someone's going to guess who it is. Mm-hmm.
So do you have any gigs lined up? Because I know your partner in crime is doing a train tour right now.
Yes, indeed. I was seeing that on Facebook. He's up in North Carolina,
yeah,
which is pretty cool. No, I'm actually happy to be off for a couple of weeks at just the right time, because I've got kind of a bad cold and whatnot, and so just as well to stay away from people and get better. So. Yeah, so it actually kind of happened at the right time. But I'm good for Thanksgiving, though. I'm ready for that turkey and dressing and all the fixings.
Is Brenda cooking?
What? Well, Brenda will cook some, but we're going over to her brother's in Edgewater near New Smyrna. So they put on quite a wonderful spread and a nice big house there on the intercoastal. So we love going over there.
Very nice.
And there's a little baby involved too, the Brenda's great niece, little Megan, that's only 1 year old. She's there. And so when you got babies, it just adds a little extra spark to everything. Makes it just all that much nicer. So we're looking forward to it.
Now, Mike, I got to give you props. I got to give you props, Mike. I ain't played that one.
Michael,
I hadn't heard that one in a while.
Chris, Michael is not on the air. Michael walked away. He's okay. Not feeling well right now. Yeah.
Yeah, but so, I got to tell Mike, I got to give him his props for that one.
Oh, He picked it.
I'm floored. I'm floored. We got two callers on the phone line.
All right. Fantastic.
And I was surprised too.
Yeah, Mike got me with that one. All right. So we got our good friend, your Royal Blindness from Pennsylvania, Allentown, that is, Liz. And then we got Brother Theo on the phone line calling in for the trivia.
Oh, okay.
Oh, look out.
Is Liz calling in for the trivia?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, cool. All righty.
All right, here we go. You ready? I don't know.
Okay,
I don't know.
I'll give Michael your message.
Okay. Liz, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Chris?
Good. Good and good.
Hi, Liz.
Wonderful. Hi, Lynn. I'll be calling in a little bit later, too,
okay.
But I had a guess for the trivia.
All righty.
Is the trivia Natalie Cole?
It is. Ooh. Wow. Congratulations,
wow.
Liz.
Thank
Way to go,
you.
Girl.
So, what did you win? David, do you know what she won?
Well, let's see. Up in Allentown, I'm not sure. I wonder if they got, I think they got Subway up there.
I think they must have Subway.
I'm guessing
not
it's,
anymore.
You're going to be getting a Subway card.
Wait, whoa. Did you say not anymore?
Yeah, they've been closing a lot of the chains of Subway up here.
Well, you can save the card when you come back down to visit your parents. How's that?
Absolutely. And I was going to say, if you want to give it to somebody else, I'll pay it for
No,
them.
No. So, no, you won it. Congratulations.
Liz,
so now we just got to get you to come down here and use it.
Liz, you just hurt my feelings. My heart started pounding. Subway
it
gone.
Isn't true, Liz.
What is going
Chris?
On? Oh my! Oh.
Liz, give your name and address to Chris. And Chris, can we please go to break now?
Yes.
Okay.
Time to break something.
Okay. Then we'll be
Don't
getting
touch
ready
that
for
dial.
Our next
we'll be
course.
Back in a minute or two.
Hold on, Liz. Hold on. God.
Hang on, Liz.
No Subway.
Chris is going to get himself together, and we'll be back in just a minute. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
the holidays are upon us. And as we say, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We will be giving out $50 gift cards to loyal listeners. If you live in a Publix supermarket's territory, you have a chance to win a $50 Publix gift card. If you live in a state that doesn't have a Publix, you have a chance to win a $50 Visa card. Just send your name, phone number, and city and state of residence to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you don't have a computer, just call Chris at 407-894-1680 and register your name with him. December 6th is the deadline to register. We will be calling out registered names each week starting November 27th. When you hear your name, you have 10 minutes to call Chris and win your gift card. Holiday giveaway ends Sunday, December 18th.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
The holidays are upon us. And as we say, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We will be giving out $50 gift cards to loyal listeners. If you live in a Publix supermarket's territory, you have a chance to win a $50 Publix gift card. If you live in a state that doesn't have a Publix, you have a chance to win a $50 Visa card. Just send your name, phone number, and city and state of residence to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you don't have a computer, just call Chris at 407-894-1680 and register your name with him. December 6th is the deadline to register. We will be calling out registered names each week starting November 27th. When you hear your name, you have 10 minutes to call Chris and win your gift card. Holiday giveaway ends Sunday, December 18th.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's where you've tuned in, actually. If you didn't know, the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And I am Dave, and we've got Michael and Lynn, Chris right. in the studio. And
thank you,
Lynn
Dave.
Has got a super special guest.
I do. I'm chomping at the bits here. Okay, before I introduce our next guest, I have to do a little something to explain to everybody why I planned this show and produced this particular segment. So our guests will listen and everybody will listen, and then we will be talking to her. So November 17th marked 9 months since we said goodbye to our beloved Miss Green, our white with chocolate and brown Cocker Spaniel. For those of you who have been listening to our show since 2016, and even before that on our other show, Blind Matters, then you know that Miss Green was the center of our lives in this household. On the lighter side, you knew when we were going to the top of the hour because Miss Green had a remarkable sense of time. And at 8 p.m., the top of the hour was her turkey time, and you could hear her barking in the background. She was even featured in our Jitterbug cell phone commercial for Great Call. To help cope with my grief, I searched online for anything, something, someone who experienced a similar loss and or could offer guidance and support. I met another Cocker Spaniel lover who lost her beloved Dexter on November 14, 2021. She didn't leave her house for 2 months as she was so devastated with grief. She told me that she reached out to an animal communicator. I had no idea what this was all about. So I did my, quote, Lynn looking for an answer online thing. And I researched and read the reviews of many animal communicators. And I finally decided to book a session with our guest, Nancy Mello. And if you're an animal lover and you know in your heart that animals have feelings and can communicate, then this segment is for you. Nancy's been featured in the LA Tribune, the Miami Post, the Washington Post, the Jerusalem Post, Cosmopolitan, and many other social media platforms. And it's my pleasure to introduce to you Nancy Mello, animal communicator, intuitive, psychic medium, and clairvoyant, zooming in all the way from cold Connecticut. Hi,
wow.
Nancy.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, thank you for joining us. And meet David, our co-host tonight.
Nancy, so pleased to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well, virtually.
Thanks yeah.
To, great to hear you.
Thrilled to have you on.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's hear all about this.
So you got your first snow up there, Nancy?
We got some snowflakes. So I am actually a mystic in Mystic, Connecticut. I did not plan that, but of course the universe did. But yeah, so we get a little bit of a, like I could see it falling, but it didn't stick. Usually we'll get our first snowfall before Christmas. And yeah, but because on the shoreline, we get the beautiful fall, and the winters and the snow, but it's not as bad as you would say up north, you know, which I love because it's kind of the happy medium in Connecticut.
Yeah, yeah.
Nancy, this is her other half, co-host. Well, I'm the host.
Well, I'm the better half.
Yeah, the better half. She's the better half. I'm the host. My name is Michael. Pleased to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. I've heard a lot about you from Miss Green, actually, Michael.
Thank
wow.
you. Well,
ask your big question.
Yeah, I have, to ask you one I have to ask you one question. See,
yes.
My family's from a place, I don't know if you ever heard, called New London, Connecticut. New London, Connecticut. Did you ever hear of New London?
Literally about 5 minutes away, just across the river.
Have you ever been to a place called Ocean Beach Park?
Of course.
There you go.
I was wrong. I said, she doesn't have time to go there.
I know what? I used to run there. I used to run.
Oh.
So I do laps around it. Yeah, especially in the fall. It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Wow, that's fine.
I used to go there every day when I was a kid. Every day.
Okay.
See, so it's meant to be. Your better half finds an animal communicator and it happens to be from your hometown.
I don't like that.
Go.
So Nancy, remember, I don't know, it was like a month or so.
By the way, my family's name, I don't know if you ever heard, name Hendel, H-E-N-D-E-L. They're all over the place. Mystic.
But she's younger, so she probably would, her family.
Well, and I'm also an active duty military spouse, so you got to give me a little credit. We've been here 9 wonderful years and we hope to be here many, many, many more years because I told myself I am not moving ever again. But definitely the older names. My favorite part about living in New England is those names where we had a person on the ballot a couple years ago in one of the local elections, and his big campaign slogan was that his family had been here 300 years. And that's how you know you're in New England, when that's the call for service, is my family's been here. My family's been here 300 years, so I qualify.
that's good enough.
So you said you're a military wife. So what does your husband do?
So my husband is an active duty submariner. He goes under the water.
Oh, wow.
So he's active duty. I met him when he was in the Navy, and so far he retires next spring. So, but yes, so we are a military family. We have lived in Washington. We lived in Hawaii for 5.5 wonderful years, and now we're in Connecticut. And my spouse actually lives elsewhere right now because I told him I wasn't moving again. And I held through. I held to my my statement, whereas he got transferred down to Virginia. And I said, okay, I'll see you on the weekends. And so So he's been down in Virginia, and I've been up here in Connecticut.
So he's a weekend dad.
or a month dad, depending on what's going on with the new one. But yeah, definitely. But I love it, and I love what I do. So I work with animals and people all over the world, similar to how this wonderful radio station reaches everyone. I've worked with people and pets in over 32 countries. Across the globe, every continent, obviously besides Antarctica. I started, it's funny because when I started doing this professionally, I had reached a real dark spot, and I know we can all relate to that, excuse me, my voice, where we just hit that point where we are just in such a pit of despair, and we cannot find that light. And sometimes it's situational, sometimes it's because of our bodies. Whatever it is, we just feel like there's nothing left. And I was in one of those moments, and I had been trying so hard to check all those boxes of who I was supposed to be. And I know that people can relate out there, where you try and do all the right things and it's still not working. And I remember just screaming, God, and just saying, why? What's going on? Like, why? I've done all this. And the answer came to me. I wasn't honoring my calling. For my entire life, I've had these abilities to speak to animals and people, and I've always just been that friend that knows things. I got to kiss a lot of cute boys out of college by saying, hey, I can tell you something about your grandfather or your dog. I'd say, hey, you owe me dinner. And so I met a lot of cute boys that way. It did not work on my husband, by the way. I spent a lot of my life in denial of what was in my heart. And I think that we all have something to offer the world. We all have a gift. And yet we can perceive that gift as a disability or a disadvantage. And we can perceive, whether physical or internal, something about ourselves that we absolutely despise. And we just want it to go away. And the reality is, what I found is, as the second I opened up to the universe and said, okay, I surrender, right? I surrender. Go ahead and use me as you want. Everything became clear. Now, I'm not saying my life is perfect or wonderful by any means, but my depression and despair lifted because I was honoring. And I truly feel like it is a calling. I am called to do it. For instance, about 10 minutes ago, I was working with a client that unfortunately her dog had killed her cat right in front of her, and I was working through it. Yeah, but this is a daily thing where you have instances like this, and people feel so much shame about it, whether it's instances like that of how I could have saved them, I could have done this. It's so much regret of what we could have done. But when I'm able to connect to that animal, and in fact, I was able to connect not only with her cat, but another animal that I didn't even have a picture of that had led her cat across, and was telling her it's okay. And to just give people and pets that permission that it's okay, that you're not crazy, you're not an oddball if you feel like one of your pets is around, or if you smell your grandmother's scent, you're not odd. In fact, it's very normal. We don't speak about it. So Nancy, that's what I try and do.
Yeah. And one of the things that you and I mentioned that you said you worked with guide dogs and that, you know, I believe that there, you know, guide dogs are trained and everything, but there has to be a powerful sense of communication between the dog and the owner slash handler. And you said you've worked with guide dogs. So I would like to, you know, we would like to know a little bit more about that. Right, Dave?
Well, I would, yes.
Okie dokie.
So my interest in it started to come from clients that had a need for it. And in personally, I was actually diagnosed with PTSD about a year ago, about 14 months ago. And I was curious how I could have my dogs help me. And I realized the first thing I automatically did was I asked them if they wanted to do it. I asked my cattle dog to sit down in front of me and I showed her what I wanted her to do, how I would need her to help me with my own PTSD. And I showed her and I said, do you want to do this? And it was a very firm yes. So from that experience, training my own dog to help me with my PTSD, it's amazing how the universe works, how I started opening up and all of a sudden I had these calls to help with guide dogs. And so the first thing I always do is I ask the dog, do you want to do this? Is this something you are willing to do? This is what's expected. Do you have any issues with it? Is there anything? So for instance, I actually worked with a service dog for an ESA, an emotional support animal today. And the animal was very, very positive about this is my job. But one thing I thought was smart by the owner is she said, well, what can I do better to make my needs better to them? So that's what I will do in a guide dog sense. So I will work with people and I will ask the dog, is there anything unclear? Is there anything your owners can do to help you help them easier? And that's where it becomes this beautiful circle of, and it's usually little tweaks, you know, little words, or maybe it's just enunciation, whatever it is, to help them.
So that would be your advice for some people that have guide dogs or service dogs, just what would be something specific that they could do?
Communicate, talk to them as often as you can in any way that you can. So for instance, using words, using positivity, lots of good dogs, good girls, good boys, always positivity. I always say, speak to your animals like they're toddlers. You want to be very communicative with them and what they need. So, and what you need and what you need more of. They may not understand every word, but they understand the idea behind it. So that's first and foremost, is making sure they know that they're appreciated and that you honor what they're doing for you. Another thing I find really helpful is actually touching them, ensuring that they know that you're close by, that they're close by you. This touch is so important in a guide dog relationship, that you are both so connected physically. So just that gentle touch that you can give them to say, it's okay. It's okay. Another thing you can do is communicate with others with whatever you need with your dog. So whether it's, hey, this is what my dog needs, but almost being an advocate for your guide dog as well. So your guide dog essentially is an advocate for you, is your dog. So advocating for them and what they need is really important. And I think it's somewhat missed sometimes.
Very good advice. Nancy, would you be willing to take a few calls after the break? If anybody has any questions, perhaps a message, you know, from a loved one, or would you be
willing? Sure, I would love to.
Well, that'll be great. So Chris, let's go to break. And when we come back from the break, let's see if we have any callers for Nancy. All righty.
We will be right back. Don't touch that dial. The Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness.
committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Wayband is the first inclusive wayfinding tool that uses unique vibrations to keep you on the right path without having to look or listen to your phone while traveling. Unlike other map apps that rely on the screen or audio, the Wayband gently vibrates when you're going off the sidewalk or walking in the wrong direction. Wayband will always keep you on the right path through soft vibrations. It's wayfinding through touch. You can simply type or say where you want to go and be able to feel your way there. It's so intuitive you can start using it seconds after you download it on the App Store. Just type WAYBAND and try the first month on us. Go anywhere with confidence using Wayband.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Navigate. Sometimes you just need a company you can depend on for accurate, timely Braille transcriptions. One that you can turn to in a pinch or for long term. Braille Music and More can be your one-stop shop for your Braille transcription needs for individuals, schools, or corporations. Owner transcriber Patrick Jansen is one of the world's leading experts in music Braille and has transcribed a wide range of interesting projects. In addition to music projects, Braille Music and More utilizes 26 quality transcribers across America to handle all subject matters in Braille, such as literary, math, science, foreign languages, and tactile graphics. Go to BrailleMusicAndMore.com for more information and to contact Patrick.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Welcome back. You are tuned into the Blind and Beyond radio show. We've got Dave, Michael, Lynn, and of course we got Nancy Mello here. And Lynn is going to bring us back with some cool stuff.
Before we do that, don't forget to give the phone number out. If anybody want to call in, 407-894-1680. If you'd like to talk to anyone.
Huh? Nancy.
Of course, Nancy. Of course, oh, Nancy.
Anyone else?
Maybe you or David or Nancy. Don't forget, you're hearing the show all over the world. And on any given Sunday, we have more than a million people listen to this radio show. So if you'd like to talk to Nancy, wherever you are in this world, you can call in.
That's right.
The phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Lynn, you're
okie dokie, Dave and Michael. We have two callers already. We have Liz from Pennsylvania and Kelly from Tennessee. Liz, you're on. Say hi to Nancy Mello.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Liz. Would you have a question?
Hi.
A quick question for Nancy?
I do.
Okay.
I lost my husband and my guide dog 8 weeks apart from each other earlier this year.
That's so hard.
And it has been hard, but I could really relate to a lot of what you were saying about your journey, how you know, you've been able to, once you started tapping into your gifts, you just, life opened up for you. And I'm wondering, is it possible to know from either my husband, Remy, or my guide dog, Bryce Crispy, if, you know, if they're ready for me to continue to move on? You know, because I have dreams, and I write from my dreams, from what I feel like I feel and hear. But I don't always know if it's my voice creating a story or mm-hmm. them actually speaking to me.
Well, thank you, Liz, for the question. Okay, Nancy.
So first of all, Liz, I'm so, so sorry for your loss. Not the same, but I lost my dog and my child in a 3-week period. And I joke that my life was a country song. And it was, I mean, it was rough, and all you could do was laugh, you know, when you have that tragedy and it just hits you, and it's like one thing hits you and then one thing hits you, and you're just going, holy bro, like what is going on? You know, so I, first and foremost, I'm so, so sorry for your loss. My heart goes out to you. I was laughing at your pup's name with Bryce Crispy. That is adorable. I love when animals have unique names, because it really seems to always fit their personality. First and foremost, in regards to your poetry, which I hope that you're sharing that when you're ready, but 110% that you are being guided. And in fact, I had a client today, and I kept hearing the piano. Well, it turns out my client used to play the piano, and her cat would listen to her while she stopped playing the piano. And now the cat wants her to encourage her. And the cat was like, create something for me, create something. So 110%, your, not only your spouse, but your beloved dog are helping you in this poetry. The worst case happens, let's say you think they are and they aren't. Well, you get home and you realize, you get home to heaven and you realize it wasn't. Well, if it helps you, doesn't really matter, right? If you,
right,
it doesn't hurt to believe. I really want to be careful of speaking on your spouse, because I know that it can be very sensitive. But with Bryce Crispy would always seem to nudge your hand. I just keep seeing the nose under your hand. And I what I'm hearing from Bryce Crispy is just to write about that. There's something about, and I don't know if you've already written about this, but write about that feeling of the texture, of the feeling of the wet nose under the hand, because I feel like Rice Krispie would kind of guide your hand. And I feel like it's your right hand, but I could be wrong, but I see them moving your hand, but really like wet nose and all. And what I keep hearing is write about that experience, including, you know, that beautiful feeling of that wet nose dog. And it's something about that. Have you already written about that, or have you thought about it?
That's actually a poem in my new book coming out in spring. So yes, that's, wow. And yes. And my first book wasn't published until, the day before my guide dog passed. So, you know, my husband was a huge pusher of my book, you know, so, and me writing. So that was huge. And he always nudged me like that. So that's.
Well, thank you, Liz. I hope it helped a little bit.
Absolutely.
So much
thank
love,
you guys, for that opportunity.
All right, honey.
Keep
in touch.
You got it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you, Liz.
Our next caller is Kelly from Tennessee.
Hey, we know that girl.
We do. Kelly, you have a
Kelly.
Hi to Nancy Mello, Kelly.
Hi.
Hey, Kelly.
I'm great. I believe in mediums. In fact, I watch Long Island Medium a lot. I really like that show from Long Island. But anyways, I heard somewhere, and I wanted to ask you a question and then more personally about my animal. Do animals go to the same heaven that humans do when they die?
Yeah, no question. Yeah, no question. So animals go to the same place we go to. It's kind of like what I consider like a neighborhood, right, is the best way to describe it. Or like I used to say, Hunger Games, without the killing, you have different quadrants. Essentially what you have. You have in home, what I call home, that heaven you have.
Hang on. I'm sorry. I'm having trouble hearing you. It sounds muffled.
We hear you fine, Kelly.
And Lynn, you hear me okay, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. Okay, so I'll just keep speaking. So,
yeah.
So,
yeah. She can listen. So she'll just listen on the upload, the archive show later. If she can't hear you now, Kelly, you'll check the archive show later. So,
yeah, every animal that's ever
she'll just answer your question.
Lives in this area. Animals, the predators, snakes, squirrels, whatever has lived is everlasting, is living. And I have connected with everything from snails that have passed. I've connected with fish that have passed. So I've seen it firsthand, animals that have passed, that their energy is still very much alive.
So they do go to the same place that humans do?
No question. Yes.
Okay. So my dog Bailey, he died in June of 2019. He was my parents' dog, but he was my buddy. I'd love to hear from him.
What kind of dog was he, Kelly?
He was a Lhasa, and we think terrier mix.
Mm-hmm. He was a cutie.
And this was where around in, was this in Tennessee or was this elsewhere?
I'm sorry, what?
In New Hampshire, Kelly, where did he die?
Where did he pass?
He died in Vermont. My parents lived in Vermont at the time, and he died at the vet. They had to put him in Vermont.
Okay. And I'm sorry, one more time. What was his name?
His name was Bailey.
Okay, Bailey. And you said kind of Lhasa after, and just any messages, and you said it was 08?
Yeah.
08 that he passed?
2019.
Oh, hell. I am hearing things wrong. Okay,
I know, so there's feedback.
So with Bailey, I heard that always needed to go outside. Something about didn't mind the cold, but paws were very sensitive. And I don't know if this is outside of your parents' house, but there was kind of a gravel road, very rocky, very dirty. And something about his paws were sensitive. His paws were sensitive to the ground. And so sometimes he would kind of tiptoe on the gravel, or not tiptoe, but he would kind of gingerly kind of go. But he had to be outside. I mean, this dog would just sprint outside. He said, I didn't mind the snow, but he had to be outside. But something about his paws were very sensitive, especially at the end. And his, I think it was his front leg seemed a little bit tender as well. Just at the end, almost
what was,
like, not shin.
What was tender?
Front.
His paws were tender, Kelly.
Huh?
His paws were tender.
His paws and something else?
Yeah. I didn't hear. I don't.
Mainly just his paws.
His paws.
His paws were tender, and then also at the end, his front leg.
His front leg was tender.
Almost like shin splints. It almost feels like shin splints, but there was something tender about his front legs. I could be confusing it with the back, but he keeps showing me his front legs seemed slightly off. They were just tender, and I'm not. It's almost like they were splayed out. I don't know if he had fallen or slipped or something, or he was losing his balance, but something about his front legs were tender. So that's just what I'm picking up.
He didn't have any issues with his legs. He did have a lump on one of his back legs, but
something about being splayed out. I wonder, and I could be switching it around with the front and back, but just something about he was kind of off balance at the end, off balance.
Well, thank you, Kelly. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. I hope this helped a little bit. Okay. Chris, are there any other callers? Good night, Kelly. Thank you. Chris, any other callers? What happened to Chris, Dave?
He might be, he could be talking to somebody.
Yeah.
So, no, not yet. That was another call for somebody else. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. There's any other callers for Nancy?
No, not for Nancy,
Lynn,
not right now.
Lynn, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Uh-oh. not to put you on the spot.
Yeah.
So, but you came to me, and I remember it was really interesting when we spoke for the first time. Mm-hmm. So what was your experience like with me, because I know that you had emailed me a little before going, okay, I'm not sure about this. This is what made you a believer in this?
Oh, well, I was so new to this, and what happened was what made me a believer. Well, after the first visit, I mean, I read all your PDF file and, all your doctor scribbles all over. And I think we talked the first time, right? Because sometimes we did emails too. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I said, what is she talking about? Miss Green didn't have a brown blanket or brown bed or this and that. But you did mention about the turkey and chicken. I just about fell over. And I told Michael everything. But then what happened was sometimes things open up in your brain later on, like weeks later, I go, oh my God, am I nuts? Of course, Miss Green has a brown bed and a brown blanket. It's right on the bed now. So, I mean, you just, I don't know. You just made me a believer. There's so many things that you said to me that made a lot of sense, and you're very easy to talk to, and you're so real. So that's
why. And I think what's important, I'm a believer. With guide dogs, and this is underutilized with animal communication, as kind of far off as it seems, but it can help with those little things that we need assistance with our dogs when they are truly guiding us day in and day out. And the number one question that I always ask them is are they happy? Are they willing? It's checking in with them, and sometimes just a simple check in with someone like me can make the difference. Right. Well, in either. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna not to interrupt because I just wanted to get this in before we have go off the air in about 8 minutes. But that you asked what made me a believer. I mean, you really made me feel like I was connected to Ms. Green, and then I would relay everything to Michael, and he was amazed. And you know what? I just want to read something to you, Nancy. This is to you. I was going to do it at the end of the show, but I want to make sure it gets in.
Okay. That
Ms. Green came into our lives in 2007, and everyone comes into our lives for a reason. And in February 22, she led the way to meeting you. And I believe that, and I / we, meaning Michael and myself, we've learned that there's more in life than the eye can see, no pun intended. And that our minds are now open and receptive to whatever may be out there in the universe. And we really appreciate your guidance and, you know, inspiration, Nancy. It's really true. I'm a different person now. I am truly a different person than I was February 16th. And Screen died on February 17th. And people might say, oh, it's just a dog. What are you, nuts? No, she wasn't just a dog. She was everything to us. And if you're an animal lover, I truly believe that you'll understand what I'm saying. So
and what I think is important is acknowledging that especially right. in a guide dog situation, these aren't just dogs. These are family. This is family that you are connected with a series of time that you depend on utterly and completely. So if you were taking your family to the doctor and let's say you wanted them to check in with a therapist, and animal communication is no different than having a dog check in with a therapist. And I kind of laugh, but it's true, is that it's just checking in. What can we improve on? What can we do? Can we work on our communication? Can we work on our signals? What can we do to improve? So I think that there's a huge section that I think can really be helped by myself or someone like me in that regard. And I what I love to do, and I say that I work hand in hand. I don't replace a veterinarian. I don't replace a dog trainer. But we all work in tandem together to find out what we can do to help the animal.
Nancy, we have another caller. Chris, this will have to be the last caller. This will be a quick call for Nancy. The person can answer their ask the question. What state is she calling from? Hello, Amy. What state are you calling from?
She's calling in from New Hi. York.
From New York. God. Okay. A quick Hello. Question, Amy. We're going off the air in 6 minutes, so please, quick question.
Glad you're calling. I mean, honestly, I'm just really excited to be able to talk to you because I've like a lot of my friends have said so many wonderful things and I've heard so much about you and they said Nancy Mello is on this radio station right now if you want to tune in and you know listen and wow. I'm really excited so thank you so much for letting me on but I feel unprepared, but I guess my question would be that my dog right now was sitting here and just listening to you speak was kind of sitting here staring at me and was not right now because my husband's eating now, but prior when he was speaking,
was like right like on top of me listening, and she's always kind of like whenever I I'm emotional or I have anxiety or anything, she's always right on top of me, and it's just crazy how I've heard so many wonderful things about you. And the minute that I put you on my Alexa,
what is your question, Amy? We're running out of time.
I guess my question is, like, do you think, like, she's, like, does she feel, like, the anxiety or the feelings that I have or, you know, anything? Can dogs truly, like, feel that?
And I'm sorry, what's your pup's name?
Eloise.
You said Ollie?
Eloise? Ellie?
Ellie, I'm sorry. So you said, does your dog sense your emotions? Yes, animals are so connected emotionally, and that's a great question in relation to guide dogs, because they aren't just connected with us physically to help us along, but also connected with us emotionally. So animals will sense when we are nervous or upset. Animals can lower our heart rate, lower our blood pressure, but they also can sense when our heart rate goes up and our blood pressure goes up. Also, I was laughing when you said that she was listening in, because it's interesting, and I can't explain it either, but animals seem to perk up a little bit. Some animals seem to perk up a little bit when I'm talking, and it's almost like they know. It's almost like I have some kind of signal, and I can't explain it, that when I'm talking, some animals will be like, huh? It's like a bat signal almost. But thank you so much. That is totally possible, Amy, that she's sensing you. And sensing thank how you're feeling.
Thank you so much, thank Amy, you, for calling in.
Can you say goodnight now? Michael, you said you wanted to.
Yes. I want to thank the folks that called in. We had a call from Pennsylvania. We had a call from Tennessee. Exactly. We had a call from New York. It's a shame the other states didn't call in. Mm-hmm. You missed out on talking to a great lady, Nancy. And Nancy.
You
got to
get the 47 states in next time.
That's yes. Great.
Nancy, there you go.
Maybe I can meet you sometime in Ocean Beach Park.
Sounds good. We'll have a coffee.
Happy Thanksgiving, Nancy, to you and your family, and be well. And thank you so much for coming on tonight. Julie.
Thanks, Nancy. Nice to meet you.
Thanks so much. Happy holidays to all of you. Be well, and love your animals.
All right, we will.
You're so right.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. Listen, folks.
I have to do my quick show wrap-up.
One second before you do that. I'll do it fast.
Okay.
It wasn't too bad. Those folks that were questioning what we were doing.
No.
Was trying to be fun. The show is supposed to be entertaining. It's supposed to be different. And that's what we try to do all the time.
That's why it's Blind and Beyond.
That's why it's called Blind and Beyond. Lynn, wrap it up.
Okay. Well, I just want to remind everybody to join us next week with guest co-host Charles Brooks, a guest Tom Pei calling in from London for Waymap, and Peter Cucciavi, the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications, plus Thanksgiving weekend fun.
Plus, it's our anniversary.
Oh, Lynn. Yeah. I just remembered.
It's our anniversary. We've been married 35 years next week. That's right.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right.
It's my anniversary with
Thank
friend
you,
on the 24th.
Oh, that's right. There's this right before us, that's remember? Right.
Yeah, on Thanksgiving this year.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, Carter just said, hey, he's going to do an anniversary jam if everybody just stay tuned in for you, since everybody's anniversary is right here. So he got a couple of anniversary things that he can throw in there for you. So stay tuned to him next, he said.
Yay, Carter. Okay. I'll be tuning in to you anyway.
Stay tuned to Carter.
Now, definitely.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, gentlemen. And before you all leave, I got to say, don't go away. We'll be right back. That's right. We'll be right back. In 1 week. God bless you all. Hope to talk to you next week. And next week, we'll start pulling out names for those folks that entered.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around.